You may not remember this story, but it shocked the world when it made headlines 4 years ago.
In South Korea, a mother and father are accused of starving their newborn daughter to death, all while spending endless hours playing online games.
What made the story even worse was that the game they were playing was a game in which the couple was raising a virtual child called an anima. Well, the story is the subject of a new HBO documentary that premieres tonight. It is called Love Child. Valerie Veach is the filmmaker. She's with us from KQED in San Francisco. Valerie, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much.
Well, and the thing about this case of this couple that neglected their infant daughter who starved to death is it's not as cut and dried as it might seem, right?
Right. It became clear that this is really a moment in our kind of journey as a human race where the virtual world or this kind of space we all share together, this networked space, has become quite real. And in the ruling of the case, the family received minimal jail time. The father ended up serving 1 year in jail, and the mother ended up serving no time. And the court ruled that they were addicted to the internet, and what that meant more specifically was that they were unable to distinguish the virtual world from the real world, which kind of removes culpability and creates a complex situation where we are in between this virtual world and this real world.
Well, and addicted to the internet, that's something that their lawyers wanted to be the case. They wanted to show that they were addicted to the internet just the way you'd be addicted to drugs.
Yes, their lawyer mounted this unprecedented defense where he spoke with a lot of doctors and research clinics and his own gaming experience. And it was this sort of whisper campaign of all of these people in the professional world in Korea saying, you know, I actually had a hard time stopping gaming so much, or my kids game a lot. And it just became clear that this is something that is indicative of a broader social shift that is occurring.
Well, and tell us about that, because you show Seoul, South Korea, and it looks very different than any major city in the U.S. It is really technologically advanced. There are screens everywhere, and it seems that it is a really big part of the culture for people to go to these gaming facilities that look like old-fashioned computer labs, sit there at their screens and play internet games all day.
Yeah, well, the culture of PC bong rooms, which is those internet cafes, comes from two things. One is Korea, way back in the late 70s, created this information infrastructure plan where they built out in the 80s and 90s a super fast high-speed internet infrastructure. And when that went into place about 15 or 20 years ago, the result was Korea had an insanely fast internet all throughout the peninsula. And so there was a tax subsidy for the number of internet connections that a building could have. And so almost every single building in Korea, like each storefront or each block, has a internet cafe in it with maybe like 100 internet connections. And in those spaces, there's a real culture of gaming together. All of the people who are playing in the game are playing with the people that they're sitting right next to. And so there's a real sense of, you know, group and community atmosphere, which I find really interesting and a little bit different than how gaming operates in America, for instance.
But you have to assume that most of them do realize they're playing a game, right? It's just a game.
Absolutely. And to what extent is a game, you know, our reality? I think a lot of our cultural experiences, our shared cultural experiences, are these things that are suspended disbelief, like a movie or a song or a game. We kind of create these spaces of fantasy to interact culturally. And I think that's what these games are.
Let's listen here to journalist Andrew Salmon, who covered this case. And as he says in your film, he actually came to feel sorry for the couple at the center of the case. Here he is.
They struck me as being a rather pathetic pair of people. They'd clearly fallen through the cracks of society. Rather a sad couple. They were unaware of what they'd been doing. They had no information about raising children.
Valerie, did you find in your making of this film that there are other people just like this couple?
Yes. In October 2013, there was a U.S. couple who had a three-year-old daughter who died of starvation. And when they were arrested by the police officers, they discovered there had been 20 caseworker visits to the home where every time the parents were playing on the internet and not taking care of their child. And it turns out they were DJs in Second Life and earning their whole income through that space. In Korea, there's been a lot of these kinds of stories relating to parenthood and not, where, you know, the real life kind of falls away. You know, while I was in Korea in 2012, a big game called Diablo came out, and there was a 19-year-old kid who died of heart failure after playing it for like 72 hours straight. So the film, you know, really looks at, you know, how we can take this technology space, this virtual space, which is connecting us, which is creating empathy, which is, you know, creating this whole world, and integrate it with society and our, you know, human, our social infrastructures in a way that makes sense and creates a better society.
Well, and we know that in South Korea, after this case became public and this young baby died, that laws were changed.
Yeah, so the policy fallout from this case was really interesting. One policy suggestion that went through was the Cinderella Law, where at a certain time of day, kids under 18 can't continue to play the games. You know, there's a lot of critique around that. You know, some people say it distorts the market. Then games are just being developed for an older crowd. You know, other people say it's ineffective because kids get around that law very easily by using someone else's social security number basically to get online. So part of what defines internet addiction and what is normal use versus overuse is just, and it's an ongoing dialogue. And I think, you know, it's changing as fast as our technology is changing. And I think the important thing is that we're having that dialogue.
Valerie, after doing this film, have you changed your own habits when it comes to not online gaming maybe, but just using technology?
Oh my gosh. So for this interview, I couldn't figure out how to turn my phone off on silent and it kept buzzing. So I had to take the battery out. And like right now, I feel so much anxiety with the battery out of my phone.
Oh, it's so an you actual, haven't like, gone away from technology?
No. I mean, I'm a techno-utopian. I love networked technologies. I think that with the right conversation and the right ethos and the right marketplace, we can really create a really positive tech sphere for humanity to interact in. We can build empathy. We can learn about the world. And so that's why a story like this is so interesting to me, because something like the death of a young child at the behest of parents being addicted to these games, which are designed to be addicting, to me, it's our job as citizens to challenge the tech world and to ask for better technology and to think really critically about how we're using it and how it's shaping our social fabric. And I think that by having that dialogue, we can create a better space. And so I really, you know, I'm very into technology. I'm very into my phone. It's a way to stay connected. And I think that's, it's important to look at how we're connecting then and to what purpose and to what end.
And to not go too far.
Right.
Filmmaker Valerie Veach. Her film is called Love Child, and it premieres tonight on HBO. Valerie, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Wonderful talking.
And this is a story that affects all of us in a way, because we're all using our electronic devices more than we used to, sometimes too much. So should there be restrictions on gaming here in this country, online gaming and other kinds of computer games? And what do you think about the idea of being addicted to the internet? Is that a real condition, or was it just a convenient defense for this Korean couple? Let us know at hereandnow.org.